The requirements placed upon schools throughout New Jersey to answer the needs of a changing student body have certainly grown in recent years. In some cases, there are schools which can adapt in-house and maintain a level of continuity and comfort. However, there is a growing number of cases where schools are faced with looking for new paths to arrive at the solutions they need while keeping a comfort zone for students and parents intact, equally as important. Our next guest is here to explain how the programs her organization offers is helping schools in Northwest New Jersey who have students with disabilities. She is a superintendent of the Sussex County Educational Services Commission, Andrea Romano. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Chris.
It is sussexesc.org on the web to learn more about the Sussex County Educational Services Commission. And this revolves around High Point Regional High School. Just a little background for the listener. There had been growing concern that because of the demands placed upon the school, because of the growth of the disabled sector of the school body, that they were going to have to end the program and transport those students elsewhere. But then, Andrea, the turn to you and take the story from there. What is potentially going to be happening instead of the students being transported to a new strange environment with unknown teachers?
The Sussex County Educational Services Commission is an agency that provides services to students with disabilities here at our Northern Hills Academy, which is a school for students with special needs from ages 3 to 21. We also provide services to the non-public schools, the Catholic schools or Christian schools, for over 300 students in remedial and supplemental education. This is what we do. Special ed is our niche. The model that we are looking to support with High Point is to staff the program with a teacher, paraprofessionals, and any other student individual needs listed in their student IEPs to help provide an appropriate program for students in district.
So this eliminates the fear that certainly a lot of parents had with not just the transportation but the unfamiliar surroundings, because a lot of people with disabilities, general statement I know, but this is part of the picture, they need stability in their lives in order to be open to the education process.
Sure. The program that we're looking to support High Point with will allow those students to remain in their home district and will just provide curricular supports and staffing supports to the students in the program.
When you go into a school system like you are looking to, and this is, if I understand right, this is still pending final approval via state law by the school board, and that'll be, I believe, by the end of June. I think they have to do the next board meeting is May 19th, by the way. If you're a part of that school district and you want to take a rooting interest in all of this, is this something where your staff would come in total and take over the program, or does it incorporate any of the staff members of the school you're going into with the hopes of ingratiating them and giving them an orientation to what this part of the education process is all about?
Sure. I look at this as a collaborative effort between High Point and our Sussex County ESC employees. So whether it's our related services staff, a teaching support staff, who is going into their building, it's still their program, their curriculum, in their location. So we'll just be supporting the program or adding to the program. We've been doing special ed for over 37 years here at Sussex County ESC. It's our niche. It's what we do. And I think we'll be able to strengthen the programs by providing services in areas such as transition skills, pre-vocational skills, life skills. It's an educational opportunity for us to grow the program for High Point and the students involved in the program.
I'm with Andrea Romano, who is the superintendent of the Sussex County Educational Services Commission, on the web at sussexesc.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And certainly, Andrea, and I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know, when the time for school, public school at least, comes to an end, that's sort of a point for parents to say, okay, what's next for my child, and how well are they being prepared for what's ever next?
True, absolutely. It's a scary process for parents. Students of special needs students are in school from ages 3 to 21, so we have their students for a very long time. And at age 21, there's not a lot of programs for students post-graduation.
I think all the best thing that's out there, they have, I know the state has a program that they have work coaches and they can get jobs, often the case repetitive skill jobs, because that's the best way that many of these eventual young adults – are able to learn new tasks and new abilities. But for the parents listening right now who express concern about what was or had been the potential elimination of the program, and now we're looking at this as a plan B, and even still in this case have a little bit of wariness or discomfort, what's the best thing you'd like to say to the parents who are not concerned but curious about what's going to be next?
Well, I think that High Point Administration and Sussex County ESC are looking to provide the students with their least restrictive environment, which means that students with disabilities have the opportunity to be educated with their non-disabled peers to the greatest extent appropriate in the general ed curriculum, if they can provide the curriculum for those students, with supporting them with supplementary aids and services necessary for those students to achieve success. So the students that are currently in the High Point program have that opportunity while also strengthening the curriculum and in a program that Sussex ESC is building with High Point administrators and their child study team.
How important is it to keep a disabled child, to especially to the level and to the degree some of these children have multiple disabilities, at High Point Regional High School, for example, how important is it to keep them in a quote-unquote normal environment? Is that a key in helping them to prepare for once they're out of the school system to get into what we laughingly refer to as the real world?
I believe that inclusion is important, and I believe that students in an appropriate program can be very successful with their student outcomes in a traditional public school setting. But a traditional public school setting is not for all students. We have a program that's an out-of-district placement that helps support those students who may or may not be able to function back in a traditional public school setting. This opportunity that High Point is providing is allowing those students in the general education setting the opportunity to be successful. So it's a win-win for both students and for High Point administration.
I'm here in time with Andrea Romano, who's the superintendent of the Sussex County Educational Services Commission, SussexESC.org. That's their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is what the Sussex County Educational Services Commission, what you do, the programs you offer, is that something unique to the state? Is this something that's done elsewhere that each organization learns and shares with each other? What's that part of the educational community like?
Sure. In New Jersey, we have several educational services commissions. Every county either has an educational services commission, a special services school district, or a jointure commission. That's not unlike the BOCES organizations in New York or the intermediate union in Pennsylvania. So every state has something similar to that. And our mission is to provide cost-effective services to school districts. Cost-effective in staffing and in financial resources.
And for someone who is going through the education process looking to become a teacher, is this an area of teaching that there's an excessive need for new minds, new bodies to fill open spaces?
Absolutely. Special education is a wide field, and the niche of students that we service here at Sussex County ESC ranges from preschool disabled to autistic, high school students to behavioral or academically challenged students. So there is a large variety of educational opportunities. We have speech therapists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, behavior specialists, counselors. You know, anybody in that educational field would benefit from even coming to observe or intern or do their student teachings at a program like ours.
And that's something you can also learn about at SussexESC.org, which is the website for the Sussex County Educational Services Commission. And for any parent of a disabled child within the High Point School District, hopefully this conversation has given you a little more insight into what's being constructed and what is going to be a much better next step versus what had been the initial alternative, and points to Superintendent Scott Ripley of the High Point Regional High School District for looking at this opportunity to bring in the Sussex County Educational Services Commission and provide a continuity, a comfort zone, and surroundings for your child that will be familiar and that will hopefully, and I believe having learned what I've learned about the services, the programs that they provide, will facilitate even to a greater level than has already been happening the education of your children in the High Point Regional High School District. And for parents of disabled children throughout the state, if you're listening on the stream, one of our other stations, go to your county's agency and see what's available there if you feel that your school is in a similar position like High Point Regional High School was, or if you just feel that your child is deserving of a better opportunity versus whatever program is available that might be limiting. So again, a good starting point is SussexESC.org to learn about the work of the Sussex County Educational Services Commission. And we've been joined this morning by their superintendent, Andrea Romano. Andrea, thanks for helping probably calm some curious nerves, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great day.